Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan of. We can get back into that. Speaking of Kiefer, it's Kiefer Madness, an emergency.
Oh, yeah.
Kiefer Madness.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Kiefer, I think it is. Rich Kiefer.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Kiefer?
Where is he?
Where's Kiefer?
Where is Kiefer?
Hey, Kiefer, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
His head's soaked, he's walking out the door, and there's pickle juice all over the floor.
I like it. What about you?
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
All right, here we go. Time now for the madness, an emergency madness here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We got another creature feature for you, Jones.
It's all it is, really.
Yeah,
I mean.
Although we had the vending pizza machine. That took a step away from creatures.
Yeah, robots. The great robot AI. Takeover, AI. Yeah, we got away from the creature. We got away from our bread and butter,
that's
as it
true.
Were. Yeah.
This one, I'm proud to announce, we go up to the Granite State. Live free or die.
Nice.
The beautiful state of New Hampshire. Maybe not so beautiful of a story. And we get right into it. So this clip that we have, unfortunately, we don't have the great setup and banter from the news desk. They go right to the on-field correspondent.
Yeah.
So we're right into the action here. So hopefully everybody's sitting down and ready for this.
Well, Tom, staff here tell me this has just snowballed over the last few days. They say they do have the means to take care of all these mice and the ones still on their way, but...
That's right.
Mice on their way.
Mice on the way. Well, that can mean a whole number of different things.
Like a Pied Piper situation.
Yeah, but she's basically outside of like an animal shelter, and they now have a lot of mice on their hands. And they're like, all right, well, they're used to taking care of animals. This really shouldn't be
animal shelter.
That big of a deal.
They bring in animals.
What's
the problem here?
Yeah, you need animals to be looked after, taken care of. This is your place.
Yeah, no better place.
I don't think it would justify a news story, would it? Well, let's find out.
Bald over the last few days, they say they do have the means to take care of all these mice and the ones still on their way, but finding the space for them here has not been easy. The NHSPCA says this all started on Monday when a man came here saying he had about 150 pet mice in his home that he wanted to give up.
Too many. First of all, too many.
I would say that's over your mouse quota.
You have 150 mice, yeah. And just now you're like, I want to get rid of these.
Yeah, you know what?
You're in it too far. I think anything over one mouse.
Well, let me give you a theory.
One mouse, probably too many mice still.
Yeah.
But you have a pet mouse.
Let me give you a theory, though.
Hamster, gerbil, that kind of thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Because they do breed. Maybe you had a bit of a mouse problem, and then you got a little embarrassed, and you didn't want to say anything about it.
Was there a number in mind that you think is like, I got a problem?
Yeah, maybe like five, but I'm saying maybe,
five mice.
Maybe they have, they reproduce.
Oh, yeah.
Relations.
Like mice.
Next thing you know, you got 10. You're like, boy, this is embarrassing. Now it's 25. Now it's 50.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it's exploded out of control. You don't want to tell anybody
Bunnies
about it.
Bunnies are obviously synonymous with rapid lovemaking and reproducing, but mice.
Yeah.
Not far behind. I was telling you guys a story about how a mice got into my wife's car once but twice.
Yeah.
Chewed up some wires. That was a nightmare.
I think that was it might have been like a mouse tryst.
Oh, you think that's where they go? Like, hey, let's get away from the old ball and chain here.
Yeah, let's get a hotel room.
Hop into this car.
Yeah.
Possible.
Could have been what's going on.
So 150 mice. I feel like maybe, you know, somebody calls you and you were, so you already work in this field. So you're expecting a lot of different animals all the time. Mm-hmm. Somebody picks up the horn and they're like, hey, can't take care of these mice. I want to bring them in. They're like, how many do you got? 150. They're probably like, it's a lot of mice, but okay.
You're on the record saying 150, too many.
Too many. Okay. And I think even the NHCPA or whatever is probably thinking that's a lot. Okay. But we'll take it.
All right,
when a man came here saying he had about 150 pet mice in his home that he wanted to give up. Well, turns out it was actually 150 tanks.
Sorry, what?
Tanks?
Not mice. 150 tanks. First of all, how much does 150 tanks cost? How much space do you need?
It's a lot of mouse overhead.
It's, I mean, I don't know how much money you're making off these mice. I don't think you don't milk them.
I don't want to know.
You're not eating them for meat.
It's like fight milk. It's crow milk.
It's crow
milk. Mouse milk.
It's crow milk.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand. I've seen Meet the Parents. I know you could milk a mouse. I'm just saying that people don't.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. There is a lot of overhead in the mouse game. I didn't realize that.
Oh, did I say 100?
Eating lamps.
Can you milk me?
Heating lamps. Tanks. Food. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, did I say 150 mice? I meant 150 tanks filled with mice.
How?
It's like, sure, that's very different.
How big is a tank of mice?
I would think decent size. Like, have you ever been to, like, a pet store?
She said have, a, like, tank? Not a box.
No, a tank.
A tank of mice.
This guy must live in a mansion.
150 of them. Well,
I don't think he does. Not to spoil the rest of the thing.
Here. 150 of those.
150 tanks. So you load them into what kind of car? You got to rent a U-Haul to bring them over to this place?
Yeah, guys, I got...
I have a few more trips.
I got 10 more trips. Yeah.
Here's 5 tanks. I'll be right back. I have a lot of trips.
And when staff went to the man's home to pick some up, they found hundreds of mice.
So hundreds.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
I think it kind of goes a little north of that.
I think that was a very
hard to get a real
number.
Well, yeah, it's also difficult to get a head count. You know, any given minute, that number could change.
Yeah.
These things do not mess around in there.
No.
At this point, they say they've taken in about 400 here and that it's possible they could see a total 1,000 mice from this one man.
This guy's responsible for bringing them 1,000 mice. That is insanity. That is insanity.
A lot of mice.
He's like, yeah, I got too many mice.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Well, you got too many mice?
Yeah, like 5 or 6.
Nah. And these are the ones he's given up. I bet he's hanging on to some. Yeah, the guy can't part with all these mice.
No, there's a few.
There'd be a giant hole in his heart if he left these mice.
Pets for a while.
So many names.
Oh, well.
Mickey.
Does this news story get into that? I'm not even joking.
I think they were
running out of names.
Damon
I'm not even
Stoudemire,
joking.
Right? You kind of flip it on them. Yeah, you name the mouse Damon Stoudemire.
I think they were running out of names to name these things. But keep going, yeah.
Because they weren't separated by sex, they were reproducing uncontrollably.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were.
Nice.
Go on.
Nice.
Anyway, they're generous lovers, these mice. It doesn't sound like it.
Is there a tank made just for that pot?
Yeah, I was like, my sophomore year in college. Jones? Co-ed dorms?
Because they weren't separated by sex, they were reproducing uncontrollably.
You lived on one of those floors. Northeastern had those, but I didn't live on. I was guys only floor, girls only floor.
No, but the dorm was co-ed.
Oh, the dorm? My dorm was co-ed. No, I'm saying.
My freshman year was just dudes. Sophomore year, I think it was by, it might have been by floor,
we
but
by
it was
floor.
Definitely co-ed.
But there were dorms at Northeastern that were like room by room. It was like on the same floor.
Nice. Yeah, there were.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shockingly, I didn't live in one of those. But yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Because they weren't separated by sex, they were reproducing uncontrollably.
Uh-huh.
They were separated by looks, though. They had the attractive mice in
one
tank. Yeah, hot mice.
Hot mice.
Less hot mice, average mice, ugly.
Gargoyle mice.
Trash mice. It's gross. Who's going to reproduce with these mice? Just awful mice.
Just these.
The mice over here playing Warcraft. He ranked all the mice based on attractiveness.
Yeah, they're like, he didn't come in with a lot of information. He had a long document ranking them on their attractiveness.
Was Lemmy Winks a mouse?
No, he was a
gerbil?
Or
gerbil.
Gerbil?
Hamster.
Hamster. I think he was a hamster.
Okay.
We're going too far afield here.
And staff says the mice weren't living in the best conditions.
That's putting it mildly.
They weren't.
Oh, they were at the Four Seasons at this guy's house?
Really interesting.
No.
Say the time and resources being spent on them is only growing.
All the carefresh, the bedding, the food, the water, the dishes. So
you do their dishes?
Mouse overhead. Yeah, I told you about this earlier.
You can't do their, they got to do their dishes?
Yeah.
Ratatouille, the rat chef, did his own dishes.
They cook everything for it. That's a rat.
This just in, Lemmy Winks was a gerbil.
Thank you.
Gerbil.
Thank you.
Gerbil.
I don't have the greatest South Park recall, but thank you.
Good one.
Yeah.
Good pull.
Yeah, good.
Good pull.
That one stuck out to me.
These mice don't go where Lemmy Winks.
Yeah, well, that's why he's got so many. We need some backups.
Speaking of Hobart, we had one kid that we always called Lemmy Winks, and he did not like it. it was not a nickname he enjoyed.
Pulling things out, you're running out and doing errands, you're getting food, you're caring for them, you're concerned for those that are injured, and there are some that are injured. You know, there are...
Sprains? What do they got? Yeah. Like little aches and sprains? Like bad back? They're always complaining about their foot.
Yeah.
This one's got gout.
The way they're reproducing, probably some neck pain.
Some core pain. Hip flexor.
Some of these mice.
A lot of neck, a lot of low back pain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a lot of sore necks on these mice. I didn't think of that. Yeah, that's true. That's going to be quite painful over time. Yeah.
It's not just cheese.
No, it's not. No.
Babies that you're discovering or were being born, we've had litters since they've been here.
And so about 100 of the mice have been transferred to other shelters all across New England at this point. Not all of them here are up for adoption because some are sick and others are on pregnancy watch. But
pregnancy watch? Some have COVID. We can't get rid of those ones. We're gonna isolate those ones with COVID.
Jesus Christ.
Pregnancy tests haven't come back on all of them. We just at this point assume
some are inconclusive. You know, you don't always get like a real clear plus and minus sometimes. Sometimes it's a little inconclusive.
Not to get political, some are choosing to keep or not at this point.
There's a lot of...
So it's up in the air.
If you are interested, staff here ask that you visit their website. We're live in Stratham tonight.
I'm
Imani Fleming, WMUR News 9.
Hilarious is that was in Stratham, New Hampshire, which actually came up on the show.
That was the town that got referenced before.
Yeah,
the lint factory.
It brought up on the show.
That is what it was. It was the lint factory.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, it got brought up on the show.
Maybe that's why there's so many mice living there. They love the chocolate.
People got mad at me because I didn't realize where it was.
Yeah,
in the great state of New Hampshire. But there you go. There's your mouse story du jour.
Because they weren't separated by sex, they were reproducing uncontrollably.